Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we sense the feeling of relief on hearing good tidings as depicted in Sangam literary work Natrine 163, penned by an anonymous poet. The verse is set in the coastal regions of Nadal landscape and speaks in the voice of the confidant to the lady, conveying a happy news concerning the man.
உயிர்த்தனவாகுகர் அழிய நாளும் அயிர்த்துகள் முகந்த ஆணாவூதையொடு எல்லியும் இரவும் எண்ணாது கல்லெனக் கரங்கு இசை இனமணி கைப்புணர்ந்து ஒழிப்ப நிலவு தவள் மணற்கோடு ஏறிச் செலவர இன்று என் நெஞ்சம் போல தொன்று நனி வருந்துமன் அழியதாமே பெருங்கடல் நீல் நிறப் புன்னை தமி ஒன் கைதை வானம் மூழ்கிய வயங்கு ஒளி நெடுஞ்சுடர் கதிர் காய்ந்து எழுந்து அகம் கணலினாயிற்று வைகுரு வனப்பின் தோன்றும் கைதயம் காணல் துறைவன் மாவே.
The poem opens with உயிர்த்தனவாகுக, meaning let them be refreshed, throbbing with energy, right at the beginning. The word அழிய, meaning to be pitied, appears twice in the verse, conveying a significant emotion. Ūdai, referring to the cold winds from the north, which have found themselves featured in many a Tamil film song, appears to have caught the imagination of ancient poets too. Nilavu Thaval Manarkodu brings forth the endearing imagery of sand dunes appearing as if the moon was crawling like a toddler. If you look back, you will recollect that this beach sand was referred to as powdered moon a few songs ago. When it's a song about the coastal land, would the punnai or laurelwood tree shy away from appearing? There it is, and close by another word kaidai waves to us. Reading this word made me smile, for kaidai, or colloquially kaida, means a donkey, an oft-repeated expression of insult on Chennai streets. However, the ancestors are not referring to an animal but a tree, and coming to think of it, a much favored tree, the fragrant screw pine, also called as thale. What do these trees have to tell us about the life and love of those ancient folk? The man and lady have been in a love relationship for a while, and the man has been trysting with her by day and night. The confidant, who has been worried about the delay in formalizing this union, one day comes to the lady and says, "Let them be rejuvenated, those pitiable ones." Every day, praising against the fine sand scattered about by the cold northern winds, not minding if it's day or night, with the sharp sound caused by the chorus of many bells echoing, they climb up those sand dunes akin to a moon's descent on earth. Just like my heart, for a long time they would have suffered. Near the dark trunk punnai tree by the great ocean stands a lonely kaidai tree with its leaf blades glowing with the light of the sun, buried in the sky as it rises to paint the sky in a fiery hue. Indeed, pitiable they were, those horses belonging to the lord of this shore, with the glowing kaidai tree resplendent at dawn. With these words, the confidant declares in a hidden message that the man has arrived to seek the blessings of elders, and soon the lady will experience the joy of marriage. An intricate song that is filled with surprises. The confidant does not mention who or what she is referring to as she begins. She only says they are to be pitied. What we do know is whoever they are, they bear with the scattering of sand by cold winds and journey day and night, climbing moon-like sand dunes accompanied by a tinkling sound. Perhaps that will ring a bell and make people guess who the confidant is mentioning. Let's pretend we don't understand and let the confidant go with her flow. She likens her heart to those pitiable ones and says it has been suffering too. From there, her attention moves to focus on the Lord's coastal domain, where a dark trunk punnai tree stands, and close to it there is also a kaidai tree, and the leaf blades of this tree are shining in the red-orange glow of the rising sun. Thus, she paints a
picturesque portrait of dawn in the man's country. As we have seen in many songs before, the spread of the land conveys the spread of the mind. Here, the metaphor of the Punnai and Kaidai tree standing adjacent conveys a symbol of marital union, and the glow of dawn behind them is the blessing of elders, signifying the happy life that is to follow. The confidant, after expressing her congratulations in this hidden manner, then reveals the suspense about those pitiable ones. Turns out they are the man's horses, and she's happy that they don't have to tarry for day and night in secret anymore. They can rest and relax now as the lady and man prepare to start a life of domestic bliss. A poem that skillfully demonstrates the poetic device of projection and personification in order to express deep-seated emotions. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts, and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.